Well, the mics are back on again. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. I love the studio that has been makeshift for us by the firm of Gray, Gray, and Gray. That means I'm here with Rich Hershen. Hello, Rich.
Jeffrey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm ready to roll. We got some good guests.
Yeah, busy business season, isn't it?
It's a busy season, yeah. But it's always nice to take time out of the schedule and interview some entrepreneurs. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's what we're doing. And, you know, we're getting close to 6,000 entrepreneurs on Radio Entrepreneurs. That's a lot of interviews and almost a million views of the show.
So that's amazing. And people can access all those by searching on the web, Radio Entrepreneurs.
Radio Entrepreneurs. And the best part about the show, no one's ever seen me on the camera.
That's why it's Radio Entrepreneurs and not TV Entrepreneurs.
Exactly. Our next guest, David Begelfer, founder and principal CRE Strategic Advisors. Welcome.
A pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. David, tell us about CRE.
Well, after about 28 years working at NAIOP, the Commercial Real Estate Development Association, I thought it was time to move on, to retire, and to turn over the organization to capable hands, which I did with Risa Fisher and Tamara Small. So they are operating a great organization representing commercial real estate interests throughout the state. And I decided to move on and stay involved in the real estate business, but to do it on a consulting basis. And I started the company at the beginning of the year, and I'm up and running, and it's been a fun time.
Is this your first business?
No, this is actually before NAIOP. I was a real estate developer, developed properties along 128 and 495, office and R&D properties, and then got caught up in the 1990 recession, which was devastating for real estate, actually probably more devastating than the 2008-2009 downturn as far as real estate's concerned. Obviously, the big depression, the second big depression, sort of affected broad-based, but real estate was a little better off in this particular downturn that we had, and certainly recovered dramatically from that. But 1990 was another time, another place, and that was behind us. And before that, I was involved in my own brokerage company for commercial real estate, and worked for a couple of real estate development companies prior to that. So been moving along.
NAIOP is a great organization. Gregory and Gray is a member. So how did you go from being the developer and doing all that fun stuff in Waltham to running
NAIOP? Yeah, I think basically
NAIOP?
What happened was that in around 1990, as the downturn really hit full force, my bankers got together with me and suggested that possibly I might want to look for a different profession. No, it was a difficult time for a lot of us. A lot of people who were actually retired at that point in time had to come back in. Properties were sitting empty, begging just to have operating costs. So, you know, it was very difficult to operate a property at that time. And the field, to be honest with you, was overpacked with people in the profession. And with a dramatic downturn in 1990, a number of us went off into different directions. Some of them involved working workouts for the banks, recall management. I started a consulting company at that point in time. And then as a actually volunteer head of the organization of NAIOP at that point in time, we only had a part-time staffing, and came to the idea that it might be time to take this organization, which was having about six programs a year, to become a much more of a force in advocacy and programming. And back then, there was about 175 members in NAIOP, and when I left, there was about 1,700 members in NAIOP.
Wow.
And we went from a budget of about $125,000 to about $2.5 million. And I think most proud is the fact that we developed into a extremely important and influential advocacy organization, represent the commercial real estate interests throughout the Commonwealth. So it's been it was a great run, and it was just sort of a natural thing to continue on. My thought was to do this for 2 or 3 years, and ended up being a 28-year career, which I'm very proud of.
I guess you liked it.
It was a fun time. It was very good. You know, very few times do you get a chance to be able to influence so much, you know, in a position that you have when you're head of a trade association. And we did a lot of good. And I think a lot of things that happened in the recovery, certainly from the 2008-2009, was directly related to some of the bills that we helped pass, including the Permit Extension Act, which kept alive a lot of permits during that downtime. And those projects virtually all came into fruition, you know, a few years later, because we were able to extend those permits. So We were there at the beginning of the recovery, and boy, it has been a great recovery.
Well, you clearly have a lot of experience and knowledge. So what would be the best, would you say, way for companies to utilize you?
Well, I have clients right now that are predominantly in the institutional, universities, and nonprofit world. So basically, the people that I'm working with are those that don't really, are not in the real estate business themselves, but obviously have real estate interests. They have real estate problems, challenges, and what they need to do is have an advocate that works for them and interfaces either directly with the problem or through intermediaries like developers, brokers, other consultants. It's sort of like if you're going to a specialist, medical specialist, what you'd like to have with you is someone who understands the language and basically can advise you, is this the best course for us to go? Where should we go? So the role that I've been playing for a number of the clients have been to sort of represent them as their representative in real estate and being able to work with them, dealing with either surplus properties, relocating, dealing with challenges that they have, selling off portions of their properties, sites. And that's what I've been working on, at least most recently. So it seems to be that the primary area for me seems to be the, as I said, nonprofit institutional, although I am on the advisory board for a real estate developer investor group. But I think my value add, I think, goes to the areas where people are not primarily in that business, but certainly have needs.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's great and very helpful to people.
You're also very involved with philanthropy. How do you balance everything out?
Well, sometimes it's not so much balancing. I think the boards that I've been involved in, I've cut back a couple of civic boards, but I'm still involved in quite a bit in the charitable area there. And they do take quite a bit of time. I sort of feel like those are my clients also, the amount of time that I'm devoting. But I believe in them. They're very good. I'm on the vice chairman of the board of the Jewish Community Centers of Greater Boston. I'm on the board of the American Jewish Committee. I'm also involved in with CJP, also with the United Way. We have a real estate community, has a great breakfast coming up in the fall with over 1,200 people that attend. This year it's actually a great event honoring Tom O'Brien, who's been doing fantastic development. So a lot of those and plus some other organizations that I'm involved in certainly take a bit of time, but you know what, I enjoy that. I think it's valuable for everyone to be able to give back to the community, give back to areas where they believe in that are important. I think that's an obligation. Maybe some of the younger entrepreneurs coming up may not have had a history of doing that, but it's something that they probably should be looking to spend some time giving back a little bit more and not just focused only on their business. Doing good is good.
Very nice. We've been speaking with David Begelfer, a founder and principal of CRE Strategic Advisors, with Rich Hershen from the accounting firm, financial services firm of Gray, Gray & Gray. David, if someone was looking for you and your services, how would they do that?
Well, and the number of things you can do, you can go online at CREStrategicAdvisors.com or at 617-245-4800, extension 1. It's a great time to be in the business still with real estate. I'm surprised that one of the questions that haven't come up is like, so when's the recession coming?
Do you know when?
Right. I have a date. I have a time, but I'm not able to give that out.
Only for clients.
Yeah. That's right.
Exactly. Call David and he'll give you the date and time.
But seriously, obviously everyone is concerned about that shoe dropping. You know, when is it going to happen? Where is it going from here? We have had such a great run. In actuality, I think that we'll be experiencing a little bit of a slowdown that has nothing to do with a recession. And I think it has everything to do with the fact that land costs and construction costs are at all-time highs right now. Projects that had penciled out in the past are getting tighter and tighter to pencil out right now. And I think that you'll be seeing fewer, for instance, rental projects in downtown Boston just because the high costs to develop downtown right now. So I think you see more condos being contemplated at this stage. I think the problem also is that we are starting to run out of talent in certain areas. From what I understand, there are probably 90,000 jobs that are technically available right now in Massachusetts that aren't being filled. Now, there are various reasons for that, and some of them are short-term, some are long-term, but the reality is that we need to have more skilled talent that is targeted for the needs that we have of the businesses that are growing here in the state. We still lose net population domestically, and our saving grace has been over the last, 20, 25 years, has been immigrants coming from outside the country. They have really fueled our expansion of our economy here. But for that, I don't think we would have seen the growth that we've had in this state. So with the challenges, obviously, nationally with immigration, that puts that a little bit into question. With the continual net outflow domestically because of the high cost of living here, I think you're going to start seeing a little bit of slowdown again, not to do with a recession, but actually due to too much success.
Okay. Interesting take.
Well, thank you very much. And clearly someone that if you're interested in real estate, you should be speaking with, very informed. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.